Morning wake-up calls have been a popular feature of space missions since probably going back as far as the Gemini program. Of course, NASA is running a competition at the moment for the public to be able to vote for their favourite morning wake-up song.
Right.
And one of the songs from one of your missions, I think from STS-102, was Thomas Dolby's She Blinded Me With Science, which is perhaps one of my favourite songs, being a physicist.
Oh.
Do you have a favourite? Was that your choice?
That was not one that was chosen for me, no. There's been a variety that's chosen for me. I'm a big fan of Beatles songs, so there's been a number of Beatles songs. On STS-114, when we were waiting to land, we weren't able to land on the day that we were supposed to because there was bad weather in Florida. It was clouded and overcast and raining. So my wife selected for me the Paul McCartney song, Here Comes the Sun, for the day we were actually going to land, in hoping that it might inspire the powers that be to give us good weather, which turned out to be the case.
Now, there are two remaining shuttles scheduled before the retirement of the fleet in early 2011.
Correct.
What's the feeling like amongst the astronaut corps as the shuttle program as itself winds down?
It's very mixed. I should say there is a possibility of a third flight being added. A lot of people think that's going to happen as a mandate from Congress, but even so, the program is basically coming to an end. The feelings are mixed. Some people think it's time to finish it. It is, after all, a 30-year-old vehicle, and its main mission was to build a space station, which it's now completed. And it's also a vehicle of considerable risk, as we found out with the two accidents that it has suffered. But there are other people that think, we've got a flying vehicle, we've got a stable flight program, we've ironed out all the issues, we should keep flying. I personally have the opinion that the time has come for the shuttle, and it does need to be retired, and we need to look at alternative strategies for getting to and from low Earth orbit.
Mm. Look, I think a good analogy has often been made between vehicles. You know, people feel unsafe driving in a 10 or 15-year-old vehicle, and perhaps space exploration, you give it twice the lifetime.
The metaphor is not entirely correct, because the shuttle is a very sophisticated vehicle. It's not like an old, worn-out car. It's every component is examined in great detail after each flight, so it flies almost as good as new each time. But even so, it's hard to buy the pieces you need to replace because the vendors are no longer available, and it is inherently got its own risks too. So I think it's time that it was shelved.
Now, for the last 40 years or so, generations of children have grown up dreaming to be astronauts, and a few adults included, and I put myself in those shoes. How do you maintain this desire for people to still want to be astronauts in the post-shuttle era, particularly as that next human spaceflight vehicle, Orion, is, I guess, in question with regards to Obama's announcement?
Yes, what we do next is in question right now, and there's a lot of debate in Congress and in the Senate in Washington as to what strategy should be pursued, and hopefully that will get resolved in the coming months. It needs to be resolved, and we need to get a stable direction going. But as you observe, the shuttle won't be around, and there will be some time when we don't have shuttle flight operations. But we will continue to have the space station operations. We will be sending crews to and from the space station on Russian Soyuz rockets. So there will still be spaceflight operations, which I hope will continue to provide that same source of inspiration that you just mentioned to young people.
Now, one final question, and I guess this is a little bit of self-indulgence. Many of our listeners will know that I've had a lifelong desire to be an astronaut, and slowly working my way through it.
Good for you.
With the dream as a Canadian citizen to going through the CSA program, or the Canadian Space Agency program. What advice would you give to this little space cadet to enable me to follow my dream to be an astronaut?
It's the same advice I give to anyone. It's a long pathway to get to the point where you can be chosen. You've got to have the right credentials and the right set of experiences behind you, and what you need to do is map out a course of action that will allow you to develop those credentials and experiences. You can talk to other astronauts and find out what those need to be, find out if they appeal to you, make sure that this is something you really want to do, and then pursue that dream and be tenacious in the sense that you don't give up on the dream. And I think that's what the messages I give to young people, and I hope they follow it, and along the path, as they follow that dream, they will have doors open to them they cannot even begin to imagine, and it will be a great adventure.